Book 2. Composed among the Quadi on the River Gran. Begin the morning by saying to yourself, I shall meet with people who are busybodies, ungrateful, arrogant, deceitful, envious, selfish. All these things trouble them by reason of their ignorance of what is good and evil. But I have seen that the nature of the good is that it is beautiful, and of the bad that it is ugly, and that the nature of him who does wrong is akin to my own nature, not in the sense of being of the same blood or seed, but in that it participates in the same intelligence and the same portion of the divinity. So I cannot be injured by any of them, for no one can fix on me what is ugly, nor can I be angry with my kinsman, nor hate him. For we are born for cooperation, like feet, like hands, like eyelids, like the rows of the upper and lower teeth. To act against one another, then, is contrary to nature, and getting vexed with or turning away from someone is to act against them. Whatever it is that I am, is a little flesh and breath and the sovereign mind. Throw away your books, no longer distract yourself, but think like this. As if you were now dying, despise the flesh. It is blood and bones and a network, a contexture of nerves, veins and arteries. See the breath also, what kind of a thing it is. Air, and not always the same, but every moment sent out and again sucked in. As for the sovereign mind, consider thus. You are an old man. No longer let this be a slave, a puppet, pulled this way and that by selfish impulses. No longer be dissatisfied with your present situation, or shrink from the future. All that is from the gods is full of providence. That which is from fortune is not separate from nature, or without an interweaving and involution with the things that are ordered by providence. From thence all things flow. And there is besides necessity, and that which is for the advantage of the whole universe, of which you are a part. Now that is good for every part of nature, which the nature of the whole brings, and that which serves to maintain this nature. And the universe is preserved by change, by the changes of the elements themselves, as by the changes of things compounded of the elements. Let these principles be enough for you. Let them always be fixed opinions, and let go of the thirst after books, that you may not die complaining, but cheerfully, truly, and from your heart thankful to the gods. Remember how long you have been putting off these things, and how often the gods have put opportunity in your way, and yet you do not use it. You must now at last take cognizance of the universe of which you are a part, and the administrator of the universe of which your existence is a manifestation, and that a limit of time is fixed for you, which if you do not use for clearing away the clouds from your mind, it will go and you will go, and the opportunity will never return. Every moment think steadily as a Roman and a man to do what you have in hand with perfect and simple dignity and affectionate feeling and freedom from passion and justice, and to give your mind relief from all other thoughts. And you will give your mind relief if you perform every action of your life as if it were the last, laying aside all carelessness and passionate aversion from the commands of reason, and all hypocrisy and self-love, and discontent with a portion which has been given to you. You see how few things a man needs to lay hold of in order to be able to live a life that flows in quiet, and is like the existence of the gods. For the gods, on their part, will require nothing more from him who observes these things. Do wrong to yourself, you do wrong to yourself, my soul. And you will no longer have the opportunity of giving yourself respect. Everyone's life is but a moment, but though yours is nearly finished, your soul does not reverence itself, but places your felicity on the souls of others. Do external things that fall upon your attention distract you? Give yourself time to learn something new and good, and cease to be whirled around by them. But then you must also avoid being carried about the other way, for those too are triflers who have wearied themselves in life by their activity, and yet have no goal to which to direct every movement of the mind, in a word, all their thoughts. Through not observing what is in the mind of another, a man has seldom been seen to be unhappy. But those who do not observe the movements of their own minds must of necessity be unhappy. This you must always bear in mind. What is the nature of the whole, and what is my nature, and how this is related to that, and what kind of a part it is of what kind of a whole, and that there is no one who hinders you from always doing and saying things that accord with the nature of which you are a part.